Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Yud Gimel, Sanhedrin 13b, pagination is 26. We'll start counting up from the bottom, about 10 lines, at the end of a line. Omale Rav Acha b'rei d'rava l'Rav Ashi. The question was posed, Bida mamish samchinon le, when they do smicha, do they have to actually lean on the person that they're granting semichas zekenim or not? Amale, he answered, samchinen le bishma. We grant the semicha by name, but you don't have to lean on the person. Kari le rabbi, you call him Rebbe. And you're giving him authorization to judge the category of fines, which is something that can only be done by smuchin, by people with such a level of smicha. The Gemara over here is referring to the words of the Mishnah, Semichas Zekenim Bishlosha, that granting authorization of smicha ordination is done with three people. And the question that's being posed is the word smicha, do you actually lean on the person or not? Now, we do have the word smicha by karbanos, where one does lean on the animal, at least lechatchila, initially, the correct way that it should be done. The Rambam in Maisa Korbanos, Gimel, Yud Gimel, writes, "Bitzarech hasomech lismoch b'chol kocho b'shtei yadav al rosh ha-behema." The person who's doing smicha, he's bringing a korban as an atonement for some avera that he did. He did something accidentally, he's bringing a korban. He leans on the animal with all of his strength with two hands, on the head of the animal. V'lo yiyye davar chotzitz ben yadav aveina behema, nothing should be between him and the animal. That is precisely what we're saying is not required by the smicha of ordination. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Dalit Beis writes, Ketzer yasmicha ledoros, what is this intergenerational smicha? Lo sheyismichu yedein al rosh hazakein, not that they lean on the head of the scholar, of the elder, ela shekorin lo rebi, they call him rebi, as our Gemara described, ve'omrim lo, and they say, arei atzamuch v'yesh lecha reshus loden afilu dini knasos, you are hereby authorized, granted ordination, to judge even laws of fines. In our time, certainly, one doesn't have to lean on the Torah scholar that's getting ordination. In addition, the Mishnah required three people, and in our time, certainly, there's no requirement of three people because we're not doing that type of smicha, ish mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, of the status of smuchin. We're rather just stating that the person has reached that stature that they're ready to paskin shilas. The Gemara continues with the question, v'chad lo samich. The classic ordination that the Mishnah was describing, the real thing, can't be done by one? We have a story that seems to indicate that one person could give smicha. V'ha'omar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, there's a statement in the name of Rav, Baram, indeed, Zechar Oso Ha'ish Letov, remember that person for good. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shemo, his name is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Shel Molehu, if not for him, Nishtakhu Dine Knossos mi Yisrael, the laws of Knossos of fines would have been forgotten from the Jewish people. We're going to explain that he gave ordination to the next generation despite the Roman threat. He gave ordination and thereby he saved that the Knossos would not be forgotten. These laws would not be forgotten. Ask the Gemara. Nishtakhu, you're worried they're going to be forgotten, nigrasinu, so just learn them. What's the big problem? You didn't need Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava for that. Elabotlu dine knossos mi Yisrael, but it would have been nullified that people would not be able to paskin dine knossos because they would not have this higher level of ordination. If you go back to the beginning of the Gemara, we have an interesting question over here. Did the Gemara say it correctly, just we didn't understand it? Because indeed, if Dine Knossos are no longer applicable, it is possible that people would not study it as much. A little bit like we found that the laws of Kochim and Tyrus were not studied as much until in more recent times, the Chafetz Chaim, for example, activated the importance of their learning them and created an emphasis on them. Daf Yomi also, through Reb Meir Shapiro, caused different mesechtas that would otherwise not be learnt as much to be learnt a little bit more. So perhaps the Gemara was saying what it meant. Nishtakhu, on some level they would have been forgotten, and the Gemara revises it. It would only be that it wouldn't be applicable, but to a certain extent, that might also impact Nishtakhu to some degree. In any case, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's accomplishment was that he preserved the rules of Dine Knossos in a practical way by giving smicha to the next generation. And the story is as follows. At one point, the evil kingdom, the Romans, made a legislation against the Jews. Anybody who gives the smicha will be killed. And whoever receives the smicha will be killed. You'll remember the grammar over here, just like mazik and nizik, the person who does the damage, the person who receives the damage. The malva, the person who gives the loan, the lova is receiving the loan. So the somech is the one who's giving the smicha, and the nismach is the one who's receiving the smicha. Ve'ir shesomchem ba techarev, and the city that they do the smicha in will be destroyed. U'techumen shesomchem bohem yeyakru, and the boundaries around it will be uprooted. And this was their incentive program, so to speak, to make sure that no one would give the smicha because the ramifications were literally dire. And this was the Roman approach, that they couldn't eradicate Torah from the Jewish people, but they figured if they could infringe on certain key factors, they could greatly diminish, and eventually they hoped the Jewish people would assimilate, die out, whatever their plan was. Ma also Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, so what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava do because he wanted to give the smicha? He felt that it was important enough to risk lives in order to do it, but he didn't want to have the dire ramifications that the Romans intended. And indeed, we find Rabbi Akiva, for example, Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion, different great leaders felt that preserving Torah on a more prominent level, not just clandestine study, but a more prominent level was necessary and proper. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava decided he was going to give the smicha, but strategically so. Holach v'yashav lo ben shnei harim gedolim. He went between two great mountains. Uven shtei ayaris gedolos, between two big cities. Uven shnei tuchume shabbos ben usha l'shfarim, between two boundaries. In a way that the Romans would not impose their dire threat as a result of the smicha. And he gave smicha to five elders, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and Rav Avya Mosef Af Rabbi Nechemya. So five, possibly six, were given smicha at that time. Why didn't he do it privately? It could be that when you do something like smicha privately, it doesn't really have the effect that he wanted on the nation. He wanted them to know that he gave it. Kevanshi kiru ayuveyem. Once the enemy heard about it, Amar lohen, he said to them, Banai rutsu, my sons run. Amru lo, they said, Rebbe matehe olecha, what's going to be with you? You're telling us to run. Amar lohen, he said, Areni muta lefnem ke'even she'en lo hofchim, I'm going to be here like a stone that cannot be budged. One of the ways to understand this is that he was between two mountains, meaning by a mountain pass. And if he stood there, then the Roman troops were not able to pass him to catch up with the students, and he thus enabled their escape. Amru, they say, lo zazu misham, he didn't move from there, achanatsu shalosh meyos lunvios shel barzel, they stuck into him 300 spears of iron, va'asu'uhu ki chavara, his body became like a sieve. So we could only imagine how many troops were sent out to put an end to the smicha if they had this enormous number of spears to pierce him with, and those were meant for all the people that were there. But he stopped them. And again, the way we started this was Zechor also ish letov, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's mesiras nefesh, he should be remembered for good. The question, of course, was, though, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was able to bestow the smicha on his own, and our Mishnah says you need three people. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava acharini ava bahadei, certainly there were two other Talmidei Chachamim with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, v'haydi lo chashav lohu, but this that we don't mention them, mishum kvodud Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, because of the honor of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and as we have in the Rambam's description, only one of the three has to have the smicha from Moshe, and it could be Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was the only one who had it, and the other two were just there to be able to create it as the status of a Beis Din of three. And therefore, only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's name was there, and he was the one who was really the one being Moser Nefesh to achieve the smicha. He was the critical one in making it happen, and therefore he's the one that's mentioned Litova for credit. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.